Welcome to the Edinburgh Fringe. I'm Ewan Spence, and today, drums. Drums. And more drums. And then some more drums. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to the Edinburgh Fringe Show from myself, Ewan Spence. Finn Ross Russell is somewhere doing theatre stuff. And today it's cabaret, it's drums, it's Phyllis Monkey's show. We will drum you. And apparently a once in August fading backup of the theme tune. Why not expect the unexpected? Yes, welcome wherever you are. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. The arts capital of the world, Edinburgh, is calling you. You might be in the city, in which case all the shows we mentioned, tickets, you'll find links right on our website, edinburghfringe.thepodcastcorner.com, or you can attempt to navigate the incredibly treacherous edfringe.com. official website, but I would suggest that all those Dungeons and Dragons shows where you get to roll D20 for initiative and luck, you're gonna need some of that as well. So links on our website, links in the socials for all the performers as well. And of course, you have all the shows and interviews that we've talked about this month, the show every day throughout the run of the Fringe. We've got plans for September as well. Keep listening on that one. Just need to check a few other things first to make sure it's going to happen. But for now, we are going to head into the Fringe. We're going to head to a show which was shown to be at the Pleasance's press launch, where, quite frankly, they brought out 27 gazillion drums on stage, and then two people came out to play the drums. They have a full show. They're called Phyllis Monkey, an hour of drumming, and it is one of the most fantastic musical hours I have seen at the Fringe. Let us speak to just one of
One, two, three.
One, two, three, four, because I'm a drummer.
There we go. Yeah, just a little bit. Like that.
Yeah.
You're a rock drummer, obviously, because if you were a jazz drummer, we'd be counting to 15 and I would have to do 16.
I don't know. Like, jazz is pretty much one, two, three, four.
Oh, no, we can do a 4-3-4-4 beat.
Oh, one. Two, one, two, three.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three. One, two, three, four. One, two,
are
three,
you a
four. One,
as well?
Two, three, four. No. I have a life. I have a career. I do not have
it's
a
not
life.
Too late.
I do not have a career. You realise we started the interview already, Sebastian,
of
don't
course,
you?
Of course. Yeah. I'm professional, yeah. Do you have one more question? Or?
Yeah. What show are you in?
So I'm I'm here for the Fringe Festival for 1 month. And I perform every day in Pleasance Ground at 4 p.m. in a show which is called Phyllis Monkey, we will drum you, okay? So it's basically based on percussions, drums and percussions, but it's absolutely not a show for drummers. It's a show for absolutely everyone, okay? From something like 3-4 years old until 200-300 years old, you can come and enjoy the show. And you don't need to speak English, okay? Because there's no spoken words in the show. So it's really for everyone. So there's drums, of course. We play drums, but we play like many instruments, melodic instruments, sometimes electronic instruments. And sometimes we like create our own instruments. And I'm going to give you just one example, okay? Bell suit, okay, a suit with bells everywhere on my feet, my knees, my my whole body. Some bells I have to play with my feet, with my hands, and even with my nose, you know. Yeah.
And it is a double act, but your partner is not here, so we can see.
What partner? Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, we're two on stage. That's really important. Yeah, that's true. We're two on stage. It's two drummers, two friends, two brothers. But as well, there's a big competition. Oh no, you know. And he's not here because, like, to be honest, I'm the best of the two drummers. He doesn't know that. So of course, when I do interviews, I come alone. You know. But yeah, that's the principle of the show. It's like this love between these two two friends, but as well, they really try to be the best. And I win at the end.
Where did you both meet?
20 years ago, and we are just like, I'm going to say like normal drummers. So in a band with like a singer, guitarist, bass player. And we were like, oh, let's jam together, you know. And it's something that we don't really do, you know, just two drummers without any other instruments. And the thing is, it was like really interesting musically because it was new for us. And as well, like humanly, we felt like, something like quite chemical, you know. And we were like, wow, okay, it's really interesting because our sense of rhythm are really linked or like connected and it works, you know. So we were like, okay, let's try to write one song, you know. And it was great. So we, like, oh, let's try another one and another one. And at some point we were like, maybe we could like have a show, you know. And it's the beginning of the story, you know. And at some point we realized that we could just perform everywhere in this world because like from the beginning there's no spoken words, but it's not something that we thought about. We just like, we didn't really need to speak, you know. It was just body language, it's percussions and rhythm and melodies. So yeah, it's how it started, you know.
Was there ever any thought of becoming a full band, bringing in other instruments or other people, or did you just go from this connection to deciding that the two of you was enough?
I mean, we didn't really just ask the question because for us, of course, it was enough. Like, why bring like a singer with a big ego or a guitarist who's gonna like do solos all the time? Why? We don't need them, you know. And it's as well like a kind of a vengeance, you know, for every drummer on this planet. Because like when you're a drummer, you used to be in the back of the stage, maybe in the dark. People don't really look at you, you know. And so now, just being able to bring the drum in the middle of the stage, in front of the stage, and it's like, yeah, it's really powerful and it's really cool for us. So yeah, we don't need anyone else. I think we need our technician because to be honest, it's like a band for the light is really important. The sound is really important. So we create the show. It's a show like, of course, it's like the sound is really important, but the visual is really important as well. So the lightning creation is really like as a big part. So the light engineer is a member of the band as well. And the sound engineer as well. Yeah.
Much of the dramatic impact is the synchronization between the drum beat and the lighting changes.
Yeah.
Is that done live? Is that pre-programmed?
Pretty everything is live.
So you have somebody on a lighting board,
of course,
manually doing the changes?
All the time. And he has to have the sense of rhythm because it's going to follow us in some like particular sequences, you know. It's just like one time at the end of the show, we play like a old song that we call the signature song. And it's like it's another technique when the light is synchronized with the sound. But like during all the show, it's just live. And even though at some point we use an instrument that we created as well, it's like an electronic drum kit in like in a kind of high form, and we recorded some sounds inside, like for example guitar chords and keyboard chords, and we play song that every people knows, you know. But and the question is often like, but is it sequences? But it's not. We play actually every chord, a snare, every bass drum, you know. There's no sequences. It's live. The show
it's like a synthesizer when there's one note under each key. You have one note under each drum.
Exactly.
You can just drum very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the principle. And because we are two on stage, we have four arms, which is a good way to play chords, for example, or to play different things at the same time. Yeah.
Now, the other thing is the drum kits themselves. You've mentioned the eye drum kit there, which is almost this vertical circle of drums.
Yeah.
But the main drum kit,
yeah,
the one that people go, oh, that looks like drums, but it's, yeah, it's much wider, it's much
giant,
longer.
Yeah.
I sent a picture of it to my, yeah, drummer friend,
yeah,
from the band Hacksaw,
yeah,
and his reply was quite simply, Jesus. There's, yeah, a lot of drums in there, isn't there?
It's, yeah, it's pretty big, and so we use actually everything, but as well, it's like, I don't know, we come from like, I don't know, drumming, we've been influenced by drummers, like, maybe you're not gonna know, but Thierry Bozzio, for example, who is like a really famous drummer when you're a drummer, and his kit is so giant, he have like many, many things, and he can play like different like kind of bass drums and snare and everything. And we were like, okay, now we have two drummers, we have this giant show, we want like the biggest kit in the world. And so of course we're always gonna find drummers who are has like a bigger kit, but this kit is pretty impressive, even for us, you know.
I mean, it fills two full risers, and yeah, even then it's threatening to fall off and come off the sides. It is, it's such a lovely visual impact as well for the audience.
Yeah, I mean, it's, as I told you, like the visual is really important in the show. Of course, this central drum kit is like, it's spaceship. It's a new word for me, so I have to write it down. So spaceship in the middle of the stage, so you don't really know from what planet we're from, you know.
What is it like touring the world with this show? Because it's easy as a stand-up, you just have to find a microphone. Theatre pieces, people understand what is needed. But you have to bring all of these drums and,
yeah,
have them set up. It must be more like a rock gig than just jumping on a plane.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty, of course, big. But the thing is, the most incredible thing for us about this world tour that we do for years, you know, it's like, as I told you, we really like created this show with no idea about what it could be in the future. We really started with like kind of two snares in a little practice room, and now being able to go, I don't know, in different countries like China, like Algeria, for example, we've been to Morocco, it was amazing. Quebec a lot as well, you know. We performed for just a Flau festival a few times, and then we had a tour kind of everywhere there. It was amazing.
It is just an absolutely wonderful show. And personally, I always prefer bass in my music to treble. So it was just an hour of me going, this is exactly in my register. Literally in my register. But for everybody else who's still to see it, if they're at the Fringe, where can they see the show?
So it's every day at 4 p.m. at the Plaisance, and the venue is called Ground, and it's a really big venue, but it's beautiful and it's like perfect for us, yeah.
And for our listeners outside of Edinburgh, where can they find out more about you and Phyllis
Monk?
So
if you live in UK, we are about to tour there. So I just invite you to follow us on the internet website, and we're going to communicate about the dates we're going to do, you know. And we're pretty active on social media as well. So Instagram, Facebook, even TikTok. And Twitter, of course, you know. And so we have a lot of like backstage video. We have, for example, the groove of the day. It's every day we record a groove. It can be on our drum kit. It can be on the like a table like that. For example, it can be with our like body percussion, like with my cheeks, you know. And so every day we have the groove of the day. So welcome to meet us there.
And we'll have links to all of those back on our website, edinburghfringe.thepodcastcorner.com. Links into the ticket office as well. Sebastian, thank you very much for coming along and telling us about the show. We will rock you indeed.
And we will drum you. And thank you very much to having Phil's Monkey and your emission. Au revoir. Merci.
Phyllis Monkey, there we will drum you.
edinburghfringe.thepodcastcorner.com, to the socials, to the webs, and to the ticket office as well. Okay, so the Fringe is... it's still going on. It's Thursday. We've still got Friday. We've still got Saturday. We've still got Sunday. We've got a couple of people coming in on Monday as well. We are now at the point where the amount of Fringe that is left is if we started Glastonbury. Yes, the Glastonbury measuring stick of time has come out once more, and that's how much of a run we still have left to go. Look at all those shows behind us. Look at all those performers. Look at all those curtain calls. One final chance to see many of them. Some of them went home after the first week or two. One final chance over the next few days, and that actually gives you four chances, if we're honest, to see some of the greatest shows that Edinburgh has to offer. We've spoken to some of them. You've got a flavour. There's a whole restaurant out there for you to enjoy. Ta-ra for now. You've been listening to the Edinburgh Fringe Show, hosted by Ewan Spence, produced by The Podcast Corner. Listen to more from The Fringe at edinburghfringe.thepodcastcorner.com.